to learn that Jack and Nell were wed. Now he regrets with sobs and frets that he had ever said, "Give my love to Nellie Jack, kiss her once for me, the fairest girl in all this world, I'm sure you'll say to she. Treat her kindly, Jack, old boy, tell they chanced to meet upon the street," said Joe, "you selfish elf. The next time that I love a girl, I'll kiss her for myself. But all is fair in love, you know, and since you two are wed, I'll not be angry with you, Jack." And once again he said, "Give my love to Nellie Jack and kiss her once for me, the fairest girl in all this world, I'm sure you'll say to she. Treat her kindly, Jack, old boy, tell his parting words were, don't forget to give my love to Nell."
Thank you.
Okay. That was... That was Betty Smith from Hot Springs, North Carolina. And I think I asked Benny Carr. Are you around, Ben? Benny Carr is from right here in Braxton County. Lives out about at Wilsie, down there near the Wilsie Mall. And Ben's been playing some old-time banjo lately, and Tom King's going to come up and give him a little backup. This is Benny Carr of Wilsie and Tom King, formerly of Wilsie.
Try Coal Creek March. Thank you.
Okay, that's Ben Carr. Ben's been picking a lot and learning a lot of tunes from Dwight Diller, who's played over here at the Landmark several times. I'm sure a lot of you remember Dwight. I'd like to make sure that everybody knows there's a square dance immediately after the concert that'll get going about 9 o'clock, right around the corner. Just walk up. Before you get to the courthouse, turn left and walk about 3/4 of a block down, and there's the Sutton Community Building up on the second floor. And the Sutton Lions Club is going to sponsor this dance. I think myself and Tom King and Ron Monix are going to kick off the music and probably have lots of guest musicians, such as Sarah Singleton is going to play a couple, and I'm sure lots of others. Max Samples is going to kick off the calling, so it may prove to be a hot dance. I hope you all can come around. Okay, we have an awful lot of people who've come an awful lot of way, an awful long way here tonight to pay tribute to Melvin and to Sarah and to the old-time music that they've kept alive for many years. And there's a fella who I've known for several years, Dave Schombert's come all the way from Rockville, Maryland. Dave, why don't you come up? Dave's going to play us a banjo tune, I think. This is Dave Schombert.
Birthday to Melvin and Sarah. I want to thank Jerry Milnes for all the work he does putting these things on. I enjoy coming up here. And, well worth it. And I'm going to play a banjo tune I learned from Jerry called Callaway. I believe it comes from Terrence Hammond's.
Thank you, Dave. Okay, Elaine, are you back there? This is Elaine Wine. She's a relation by marriage to Melvin. I'm not sure exactly how, but she's not either, she says.
We've got the same name, so.
But she's lived around Braxton County as long as I've been around these parts, and she's going to sing us one. This is Elaine Wine.
Not exactly an old-timey musician, but I think somebody said that maybe people like me were the missing link. We're new-timey, but we're old-timey. This is a song I wrote about West Virginia. Oh, well, we came from the north and we came from the south and the middle and the west coast, too. To get away from the city, look at something pretty and try to start life anew. They called it almost heaven. They didn't tell us about the hell. And if it weren't for the beauty, Lord, I wouldn't be here still. Some had been to college, some to Vietnam. Folks who'd never found a place that they really could call home, and the mountains called us home. I was only 20, thought I knew it all, but I really wasn't very smart about living off the land, about a woman and a man, how to mend a broken heart. yes, there was some sorrow and times of downright pain. But springtime always seemed to heal us like the mountains in the rain, and the mountains learn my name. West Virginia, oh, West Virginia, do you know what you've done for me? Taught me how to laugh at the worst of times and taught me about living free. Sometimes I get restless, I think I'd like to roam. Only seems to be a matter of time before I'm wishing I was home. And your mountains call me home, and your mountains call me home.
Thank you, Elaine, and thanks for the pick back. Okay, some folks are here. Jenny, are you ready? Came all the way up from, I'm going to take a guess. Is it Huntington or? Tarleton? I'll let you tell them. This is Jenny Allender.
Charleston.
Charleston. And Hunt Sherrick? Jenny Allender and Hunt Sherrick.
I'm going to play a waltz for you called Margaret's Waltz. Thank you. you.
That would bring a tear to a glass eye, I think. Okay. Next, we have some folks who come from over around Charlottesville, Virginia, and somewhere between West Virginia and Charlottesville. I think they're kind of back and forth a lot. Sheila Stone and Gino Gunderson. Is that right? I wonder if we're going to have some guitar playing next, and I wonder if Jenny and Kay and Tracy would kind of be on deck.
Visiting Melvin, Sarah, Jerry, and anybody else out here is how wonderful and helpful they have been, no matter how you sound. If you have an interest, they'll be glad to help you out. Everybody in West Virginia has been like that.
So we're going to play this one called Current Candy Girl.
Okay, that was Sheila and Gino. Okay, we have a familiar face if you're into guitar picking coming up here. This is Robin Kessinger. And Robin's going to introduce his backup. Robin's from down St. Albans, if you don't know, already know him, and he's a hot guitar picker.
This is Joe Adkins. He's from St. Albans also, and he's playing some rhythm for me. I'm going to do one called Whiskey Before Breakfast. Ready, Kip?
Okay, that was Robin. Joe, it's a pretty hot picking there. I've got a few more people on my blank card here, my hand, whatever. I've been trying to keep my notes up in my head, and I hope I'm doing okay. If I've forgotten anybody, please come to the back. I know of a few more people who wanted to play, but if anybody's here who didn't get a chance to play and wants to play, come and see me. We still can get you on to do a tune. Okay, I think we've got Jenny and Tracy and Kay. I think most of you know these people if you've been to the Landmark before. Jenny Hawker from Glenville and Tracy Schwartz from Glenville and Kay Justice from Abingdon, Virginia. Will you make them welcome, please?
Performed in our lives in sweatshirts, but it was too cold out there, folks, to get dressed up fancy tonight. Now, I don't know who's working the sound, but if you've never heard us sing, we sing loud. Sorry. I'm going to do an old Ace Martin tune for you first. We really like it. We think it's just one of the prettiest old-time tunes we've ever heard, called Lost Love.
My
Melvin liked. And one time we were in Berea, Kentucky. We'd been there two or three days, and we got, Kay and I were on stage, and we wanted to do a song about West Virginia, and we started to do this song, and you know, it doesn't take very long for a real West Virginian to be away from home to start missing it. And we looked out in the first row there, and there sat Melvin as we started singing with his had that yellow plaid shirt on, you know, that looks so pretty on you, Pat, that you wear. He had that shirt on and big tears coming down on that shirt. She's singing lead and I'm singing the tenor, and all of a sudden, there's no lead. I'm singing tenor right by myself.
I just cried right along with him.
She's there crying and he's crying and I'm singing by myself. So don't do that to me again, though.
I'm not going
to
look at him.
And don't look at him. Right? Don't look. This is a song called Pathway to West Virginia. It was written by Tracy Swores here. I wonder if they think of me back where I come from. It's been so long since I left home. Calling They'll tell my darling, wait for me, I'm coming home.
'Cause in my dreams I can hear my loved ones calling, calling me back where the leaves have turned to gold. And I know my pathway leads to West Virginia.
Jenny and Tracy and Kay. Okay, I've got all kinds of surprises here tonight, and another one that just walked in the door a little while ago is, some of you might know the bluegrass band, the Black Mountain Bluegrass Boys, who have played around Braxton County quite a bit. They used to play for the homecomings here a lot. And Richard Hefner, the banjo player, said he'd come up and do us one, and he's going to be joined by Leo DeLuca on guitar. This is Richard and Leo.
Thank you. I know that picking this with the picks and everything, playing bluegrass, not exactly like what's going on here right now, but I know Melvin for probably a little more than 20 years. I met him in 68 or 69 at Camp Barber, thinking, and I've thought an awful lot of him ever since then. So I'm going to play one here for you anyhow. It's called Limehouse Blues.
A lot of people have shown up to pay a wonderful tribute here tonight to Melvin and Sarah. I was just thinking a little bit ago, you know how at family reunions they give prizes for the person who's come the farthest, and I don't have a prize here. I could give them a guitar pick, but John, I was wondering who that would be, and I know there's Marie here who came all the way from Gainesville, Florida for this party here tonight. Where are you, Marie? There she is. How about that? But, you know, all the younger folks have come a long way and have gotten up here tonight and played a little tune or sang a song as a tribute to Melvin is one thing, but I think the people, the older folks who have come here tonight, people like Walter Miller, who's come over from Nicholas County, and Carl Davis come up here and played the dulcimer, and Sarah Singleton, these are the folks who have really, I think, gone out of their way. It's not that easy to stay out late at night and drive a long way in the dark for people when they're up in years, and these folks have really made a nice sacrifice to come out here tonight. Let's give them a special hand. Huh? And there's a special person sitting out here on the right-hand side who is a first cousin to Melvin, and he's a wonderful singer of the real old style singing. And I'm going to ask Everett White if he'll come up and sing us one. Will you come up, Everett?
First thing I want to say is greetings to everybody that's here, my cousins and everybody else. I'm glad to be here tonight, and I'm going to try to sing you a song I learned from my grandfather, John Nelson Wine. It's called The Girl That Wore the Waterfall. Come all young men that's been in love and sympathize with me. I'll tell you of the prettiest girl that ever I did see. Her age it was just 17, her figure fair and tall. She was a handsome creature and she wore a waterfall. The first place that I saw her, I never shall forget. I went into a dry goods store some handkerchiefs to get. She was in behind the counter, and a glance on me did fall. I never saw a fairer face, nor such a waterfall. It was at a picnic party I saw her after that. I quickly introduced myself. We had a pleasant chat. There were many other ladies at the party, but none of them at all could laugh and sing just like the girl that wore the waterfall. I saw her home that night, and I swore we'd never part. And when she asked me to come in, I found she'd won my heart. We hadn't spoke but few words when I heard footsteps in the hall. All sorts of colors changed the girl that wore the waterfall. In stepped a great big fella, he was 6½ feet tall. This is my husband, said the girl that wore the waterfall. I had no time to say a word till this fellow at me flew. And while the maiden held me down, he beat me black and blue. Oh my! I rambled up, I rambled down, lost money, watch, chain, and all. And since I never went near a girl that wore a waterfall. I'll sing you one more try. This song is called Pretty Aggie. It's about a wicked king that would rob other king's daughters for their wealth. So here she goes. Pretty Aggie was seated in her gold armchair with her lover by her side. Pretty Aggie began to weep and to mourn, and her lover began to cry. Go get part of your father's gold, likewise your mother's fee, and two of the very best horses that runs with 30 and 3. And I'll take you up to old Scotland, and there we will married be. She went and got part of her father's gold, likewise her mother's fee, and two of the very best horses that ran with 30 and 3. They rode along the lonesome road till they came to the saltwater sea. Get down, pretty Aggie, he said, and chat a while with me. Take off those robes and the jewels that you wear. Go hang them in yonder tree, for they are too costly, rich and fine, to swim in the saltwater sea. For it's 6 king's daughters I've drowned here, and you, the 7th, shall be. King William, King William, King William, she said, this is not what you promised me. You promised you would take me up to old Scotland, and there we would married be. You have taken my beautiful robes and my jewels, and I never took a stitch from thee. If it's 6 king's daughters you've drowned here, then you, the 7th, shall be. So she picked him up so strong in her arms and plunged him into the sea. Lay there, you hard-hearted man. Lay there, cried she. If it's 6 king's daughters you drowned here, then you, the 7th, shall be. She rode the bonny, bonny brown. She led the bonny, bonny bay. She put the horses in their place, the gold where it ought to be, and entered into her own chamber 2 hours before it was day. Her little parrot being awake, these are the words he did say. Oh, lady, lady, where have you been so long before the day? Little parrot, she said, don't tell no tales on me, and I'll buy you a cage of pure yellow gold with doors of ivory. Her father arose at the break of dawn, and these are the words he did say. I wonder what made little parrot crow 2 hours before it was day. There was a cat at my cage door 2 hours before it was day, and I was calling lady to come and chase that cat away.